This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's playing now. We're going. Make sure he's got the feed.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
If only the Dummycrats would consult with this doctor, they could all pack it in, go home, healthcare would be solved. You know him. Dr. Rashid Batar, back to do some more advanced medicine. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you, Robert.
I'm looking at the silliness, and I have to call it that at this point, the disaster that is the folks in the political realm that have no earthly idea how we got into the mess that is called healthcare in America, much less how to get out of it, except that they want to spend more money, whether it's from you and me or whether they print it out of thin air. It doesn't matter. It's just a gravy train that keeps on rolling, and the drug industry laughs all the way to the bank while the people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge or their lack of willingness to stand up for their right to heal in a way that the government doesn't give them permission.
I completely agree. It's a very interesting exercise in illusions and misdirection, and I think that it's complicated as it is, but the bottom line is it's all about the freedom to choose, and you don't have a freedom to choose.
Well, and also using something called logic, you know, the ability to say, hey, if we have an ailment or an illness, you know, and you come in to see me or you or any doctor out there, the question should be, I mean, I guess I'm utopian about this, or maybe idealistic to say, should be, oh, let's figure out why this is happening. Not, oh my gosh, it looks like you have a deficiency in Zyrtec. I mean, come on, really? And this is the way medicine is doled out in a system that doesn't have time to allow for an interaction on a human level to ask, hey, what are you doing? What are you eating? Are you exercising? I mean, lip service is paid to this stuff, but in the meantime, it's like, keep those prescription rates up, doc.
Yeah, it's one of those things that when you start looking at the model, and the model is just like we've talked about industry in food or in you know, like with any type of industry, when we talk about the sustainability of it, this model that has been in place and that has been promoted as the solution in one version or the other version, really none of these models are sustainable, and we see the evidence of that in just looking at what the numbers of chronic disease and cancer and heart disease and how those numbers are going up despite trillions of dollars having been spent on trying to conquer these diseases. So it is not a sustainable model. And until people understand that you only get the reward if you're willing to put out the effort, and that no matter what drug, what plan, what doctor, what healthcare philosophy you follow, you have to take control of your own outcome. You have to be willing to do what's necessary to get better. And really, that's where this all comes back down to. And I think that the plans that they used to have in place where you could put money into your own plan for whatever it was, instead of paying an insurance company, you put it into a health maintenance plan.
Savings, a health savings account, medical, where you could actually spend it how you perceive would be best for you. Of course, the problem with that, and again, this is me being idealistic, is that they still get to say what you get to spend it on. So it's not really your money unless you truly had autonomy over it. But the Democrats, and not to be overly partisan, because many Republicans too, they want to own and control you and run your life and dictate to you how you can, what you can buy. Or in the case of the Democrats in California, that your children aren't your children. They're belonging to the state, and they shall be vaccinated without question, without fail, if you want to send them to any school, public or private. And
yeah,
you know,
this is a This is the reason I was saying that it really comes down to the word freedom, the freedom to decide what to do with yourself, with your children, with how you spend your money. And as long as people understand, too, that, hey, if you put your money into the hands of somebody that you have now given the privilege and the autonomy to make the decision for yourself because you're not well-versed enough or you're not aware enough, then understand that you will also be limited to whatever they know, and you have not exercised your own God-given benefit of using your own brain to decipher what's best for yourself and your family. So it really comes down to having the autonomy, like you said, the freedom of choosing, and then knowing which way to go by following whatever you've learned, whatever you've discovered. Because, you know, one person's answer may be a different answer than another person's. But the bottom line is, regardless of what one person's answer is, I mean, are the people that have taken chemo and still survived? Yes, they are. But you take those numbers compared to people that have gone through a non-chemo, non-radiation methodology. They don't have the side effects, as we've covered in the show, of cardiomyopathies and radiation necrosis and all these other things that they die from 2 years, 5 years, 10 years later.
Right.
They don't end up having all those issues. So regardless of what the answer is for the individual, it comes really down to autonomy and being given the right, basically living the way the forefathers envisioned us to live, which is having the right to choose whatever, whether it's your religion, freedom of speech, freedom to pursue the type of health care that you want, whatever it is.
And they're arguing violently against that. At least 50%. And we've talked about this, even the Republicans, a significant percentage of them don't believe in freedom anymore. So where are we? Do we still invest in a system where the vast majority of them don't believe in our freedom? We want to empower that. I don't want to empower that. I want to question their authority and their authoritarianism.
Exactly. And this crosses party lines is what it does. It has nothing to do with party. And it comes down to basic fundamental understanding of what freedom really means.
Exactly. This is the thing we engage in here every week with you and beyond that. And it is a fundamental principle, a guiding principle for us in all healing. And that is also that if you choose to go a different way than we believe, we don't want to stop you by force of violence or threat of loss of life or liberty or freedom. The thing is, there is a spiritual principle that underlies all of this, and even back to the foundation of America and its high ideals, was that it was spiritual freedom. And we've lost sight of that so much that I've said that people in the Christian, Jewish, and Muslim faith will often worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism the other 6 days of the week, not realizing it. And they've turned their bodies over to a bunch of people that are trained to do some things, but not everything.
Yeah, not most things, and not within the physiological parameters of the way that the design of the system was ultimately designed.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting what you just said too, where the religious aspects of this, when you start looking at the religious aspects or what religion teaches us, or what at least the monotheistic religions teach us, there's a commonality there as well. You know, where the concept of treating your body as a temple, and that, which is universal in all the monotheistic, actually not just monotheistic religions, in all the Buddhism, Confucian, they're basically in all Hinduism, they basically all believe in the same thing, you know, to take care of yourself, to invest the time and effort that's necessary to keep your body clean and healthy. And so one of the things that I was talking to a friend of mine about just recently, it was an interesting conversation, and she understands all the aspects that we're talking about. Her father's a naturopath. She was raised in a house understanding many of these principles that we talk about. And so her mom and her dad had gotten divorced years ago, and her mom is now being told by her primary care doctor that she needs to get the herpes vaccine. The one
they're talking for shingles. Yeah, the shingles
right.
Shot. Yeah. So they're
right.
Telling her she needs
the herpes
that.
Zoster.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So that's one of the herpes zoster is that there's a medical term for it. But anyway, this is what they're pushing. And so she knows about all this stuff, and she says to me, going through the exercise, you know, my mom is being pushed to do this. I know she shouldn't do this, and I'm trying to encourage her and this and that and blah blah blah. And I said, that's good. I'm, you know, good that you know that. Just kind of like I'm doing something else and talking on the phone. And she says, but what if she gets it? She goes, and what if this happens? What if that happens? So I said, well, then let her get the shot. But that's not what is the right thing, blah, blah, blah. So it's going back and forth. And I think I said four sentences in 15 minutes, and they were like, okay, well, go ahead and have her do it. Then, okay, don't do it. And finally I said, you know, you sound like you're a freaking crazy person right now. This is, you know the truth, and you're sitting there arguing yourself. So this is what we tend to as humans do. Mm-hmm. But if we understand and we empower ourselves by knowledge, then that noise, because that's what it is, noise, right? It's all this drama and all this confusion that's created out of self-doubt and because of this marketing message and that, you know, propaganda message. If we get rid of this noise and understand that our ability to resonate with the truth is innate within all of us, and then just do what you know is right, what feels right. And it may be, for you, may be different than for your neighbor and for the next person or for me. We may all resonate with different truths, but the key is we're resonating with our truth and we move forward with it. And as soon as you start having a governmental body or people that are trying to come up with truth for different people, you know, we're taking this away even from the natural versus the pharmaceutical or you know, chemo versus, but forget about all that for a second. It's just your own truth. Hmm. And that the power to heal is yours. When we say that, think about that for a second, because there are many ways of skinning a cat. There are many ways of healing a person. I know people that have come to my clinic and that have had unbelievable changes, and you know, you've seen that in videos, Robert. You've met some of these people. But I also know people that have never gone to a doctor and still recovered, and they call it a spontaneous healing. And I know people that have gone through conventional rounds and then come to us afterwards, you know, 5 years later, 10 years later, but they've lived. So obviously did something for them, and then they detoxed. And I know other people that have never done anything and just went through the chemo route, and that's it, and they lived. So you see, there's multiple truths for all these people. Now, I would put ours, if this was a betting game and the odds you're looking for, I would put ours way ahead. But the point is, there may be different truths for different people. And we have to recognize, again, that it's our own innate resonance with the truth that we must rely upon. And the model that is out there right now with other people orchestrating the decisions is not a sustainable model. It will not – you may think that it's going to help some improvement. I think it's completely misguided if they really think that it's going to be the right answer for anybody. It's not. You've got to invest in those ideas of self-resilience, taking active action to make something. Intention plus action equals results. So you make the decision you're going to be healthy. You do the things that are necessary. You start exercise. You start eating clean. You start, you know, growing a garden like we've talked about. Or whatever the case is, you find a farm. If you can't grow a garden, find a farmer that has a garden. Or if you can't do that, then get hydroponics on your high rise in New York. Wherever it is, there's a way to do it. And now live your truth and allow your own resonance to guide you in what that truth is.
Beautifully said. What is that power to heal we speak about? It is the power to choose your healing path. If not that power of choice, then what is that power and how do you access it? By force? By somebody else's, you know, putting a gun to your head? No, that's not it. Here, it's the freedom to choose. And we got to choose advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. We got a lot more healing to go. We got a follow-up question from a listener, Kathy, we're going to get to, about a cancer tumor on the bladder. Stand by for that and a whole lot more after the break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1 3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point beta glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ralph. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Only one of them, but we get to hang out with Dr. Rasha Bitar, do advanced medicine. Check out the archives there, medicalrewind.com. Hundreds of hours of Dr. Bitar and I getting together doing this kind of discussion. Awesome stuff. Hundreds and hundreds of hours available to you, medicalrewind.com, in addition to all the other places that archive it, including our syndicating home at GCN. And go to robertscottbell.com. You'll link up to drbitar.com. Now, Dr. Bitar, I want to hit this question. It's a follow-up question from a listener, I think a week ago or 2 weeks ago. Kathy had asked something about her sister with a cancer tumor. And, you know, I think they were trying to debate, what, you know, she wants to know which way she should go. Obviously, we couldn't tell her which way to go, but we give information. You take these options. So she says, I wrote to you about 3 weeks ago about her and the cancer tumor in her bladder. Trying to get her to see you, Dr. Bitar, but now she's learning that her sister's already made plans to go to see a holistic solution doctor in Naples. They're not mentioning who, I don't know, that they say will shrink the tumor. And now her sister, who's Kathy, asking us, should I talk her out of this so she'll go see Dr. Bitar first for detoxing, or can he shrink the tumor? Thank you. And Kathy, Here's the thing I want to set it up before Dr. Bitar comments on this. The idea of shrinking the tumor is kind of a misdirection. Unless that tumor is threatening the function of a vital organ, then it can be a warranted thing. And Dr. Bitar, you can back me up or disagree on that, to go in and remove it or somehow deal with it. But the idea is what you were intimating at by going to see someone like Dr. Bitar who will detox the body. Rather than, our goal is to shrink the tumor, because that's a side benefit of when you detox the body and replenish and all the other things. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to you, Doc.
Well, Robert, I completely agree with you, because everything you said, that shrinking the tumor is really not what the goal is. The first thing we have to think about is the tumor could be a response to the cancer, where the body is trying to wall off the cancer from spreading, and so it forms that tumor. That's a possibility. We don't know. Anybody who says, oh, no, that's not what it is, they simply don't know. The tumor could be a response, an immune response. It could be actually part of the cancer trying to protect itself, which we doubt, because then it would be contradictory to the metastatic component of hot cancers. There's a matrix metalloproteinase inhibitor that we utilize in trying to prevent that secretion of what the cancers secrete in order to eat away through the tissue and continue spreading. That's the process of metastasis. So I'm not going to go into technical things, which I seem to have already done, and I didn't want to go down that road. But,
yeah.
But what you just said, Robert, is exactly right. And detoxing should be the first step in everything. Our goal is not to shrink the tumors. In fact, when you effectively treat the cancer, as we've talked about before on the show, if you take a hammer, you hit somebody's knee, what happens? The knee swells. Well, the reason it swells is because you just hit it. And if you effectively hit the cancer, you would expect the cancer to actually swell. And that's exactly what happens. And I always know when, Robert, you probably have also picked up on this,
mm-hmm.
that when you're talking to a doctor about their treatment, if they treat cancer, there's only been a very, very, less than probably five on a hand, in my hand I can count, that have actually made the same, they comment on this. And when you comment it, you know that doctor knows what he's talking about because he's actually experienced dealing with this. He's not just giving a lip service. When somebody talks about shrinking the tumors, in my mind, it's, you know, I don't know who the doctor is, and I don't want to say anything negative about another doctor that I don't know, but I will say this, that if the goal is shrinking tumors, then go get chemo. Because they'll shrink tumors,
yeah,
you know, but that's not the goal. Except for like when you said, Robert, during an extreme emergency where there's mass effect meaning that the mass of the tumor is impeding on something, on a vital vessel or on a nerve, on the spine, and it can. In that case, then you don't want to use radiation and chemo, which sometimes they do. You really want to use surgery as first line of defense, and that's where they go in the debulk it. But shrinkage of tumor is a false sense of security. There was a retrospective analysis that was done. Actually, Ty had put it out a long time ago. I think it was 310 studies where they looked at and put all the data together, and they found that in all the cancers, when you looked at before and after from the conventional therapies and all the different conventional therapies that were utilized, all the different forms of chemo and radiation combinations and experiment, all this stuff, because they all basically derive from the same original drugs. When you look at all this, there was in a 2-year period, there was a 2% reduction of tumor within the first 2 years, and that was it. In many of those cases, the tumors actually came back and came back bigger. So really, tumor shrinking should not be the goal, and we need to be aware that that is misguided. We're misguiding ourselves. It's false
right.
security if that's our goal.
Well, and our buddy Ty has presented on the fact that doctors in analysis after the patients had died of the treatment, maybe not even the cancer, the treatment, but they were pleased because they could say, look, the tumor has shrunk. But, of course, the patient was no longer alive. So, again, perspective on healing, a bit broader than just shrinking a tumor here. Coming right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, you want to see Dr. Bittar live and in person? He's going to be with us at the Truth About Cancer Live 2017 in Orlando, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Get your tickets. It's going to be awesome. And looking forward to seeing Dr. Bittar, my friend, in person once again. We're here each week together doing advanced medicine, and we've got some advanced medicine updates. Takes on the news cycle. One of them is vaccine related. There's an interesting article here, Dr. Bittar, about aluminum in vaccines. Now, as much as we focal point on the real danger of mercury, we're not going to say, hey, oh yeah, aluminum's just perfectly fine, right? There are no neurological impacts, deleterious impacts
with aluminum, and they're in vaccines. They say, oh, there's no mercury in vaccines. That's a lie. Okay, that's still a lie. But they're ramping up the aluminum as an adjuvant to aggravate the immune system to stimulate, they hope, antibodies. And they say in this article, the safe limit, according to the government researchers and scientists and experts, that a two-month-old infant shouldn't exceed 25 micrograms. The lowest I see on this list is one with 125 micrograms. And there are some that go as high for infants, DTaP, 625 micrograms of aluminum. And this is what Democrats are clamoring for more of?
Look at the pediatrics, DTaP plus polyposepatitis, 850 micrograms.
Holy tamale, dude. This is where you go, politicians, really? You think you know what's good for us to mandate this stuff, to say this is health care?
You know, I think, Robert, this is where we talked about difference between good and bad. There's knowledge and lack of knowledge, or ignorance and knowledge, and then you can go to the next level between good and bad.
Hmm.
And then there's this darkness that we talk about. This is evil and goodness. I mean, we're talking about good and bad is one thing, or profit, you know, something. This could be good because it's motivated by helping people, and it's bad because it's motivated by profit. But then you go into a more sinister area, more darker, which is you know, population control, or is that, could that be it? And we've talked about some of these things off the air mostly, but when you start looking at something like this and you start seeing a group like in California that are pushing for this agenda, they've either, one, sold their souls to the devil, because even a child, as I've demonstrated when my youngest son was only 7 years old, remember when he was talking about all the people that are, why they're vaccinating kids, and I mean, he wanted to go, you know, postal on these people, and he was 8 years old at the time. So
right.
It's not a difficult concept to understand, although he is much brighter than the average 8-year-old. He's 12 now, and he's much more brighter than the average 12-year-old, as all of our children are. But, of course, they weren't vaccinated, so that probably helps. But having said that, we're talking about dumbing down our population. We're talking about causing more problems later on in life, cancer, heart disease, all those different things. So what is the reason for this? I mean, could it be population control? I certainly think that it could be. But the people that are pushing this agenda, they've either sold their souls to the devil, or they have been somehow coerced, probably financially, by those that have a darker agenda to push this, because there's no excuse for not just one or two, but an entire group of people to be pushing this agenda, because this agenda does not serve humanity. It does not serve people in their own community. It doesn't serve their own children, because they've got to have their own children. They've got to have, you know, children that have children. So there's something that has gone really terribly wrong. And when people, it's almost like when people look at if, God forbid, there was something that was going to happen on the planet, like mercury being infiltrated everywhere, and you know, from combustion of fossil fuels to amalgams to all the different things, injections and vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. You have to start thinking, the people that are saying, the pros, you know, that, oh, we need to do this, the pro-mercury group, aren't they realizing that they're also being affected and their own families are being affected?
You would think at some level they would, but, you know, that sort of goes to the example on a smaller scale, and I've told this story on the air with you as well, that there were times where we would hear from my mentor at homeopathy, and I would get a call from an oncologist because they or their spouse, for instance, had been diagnosed with cancer. And I'm thinking, you're calling homeopaths up for help. Why are you doing that? Well, because we don't want to do the chemo. But you give chemo to your patients. Yeah, I know, but we don't want to do that for us. And I'm like,
right.
Oh, my God.
That's a very, very common thing, though. I mean, I've had literally dozens and dozens and dozens of cases over the last two decades where that's happened. And then we talked about, you know, a husband and wife that came to me, and their son happened to be a physician who had referred them to me, and I asked them, you know, who the son is, so I can send them, just like we do with most patients that are referred to us by a healthcare provider, you know, basically a summary and a thank you for the referral type. But they kind of were embarrassed and looked at each other. They said, well, our son doesn't want you to know who we are. Of course, you know, with the last name, it's pretty easy to tell who the person was. But the point being that this happens all the time, and 1 out of 5 patients in our clinic are healthcare providers themselves. So we see this happening all the time. But this is you're talking about an individual doctor. I'm talking about a conglomeration.
Right.
I'm talking about the higher echelon. This is this is something darker because, you know, the doctors are peons. You know, we're just peons along the road. All the healthcare providers are just little, they're little peons doing what they've been told to do, and the way they control us by the medical board, the FDA, et cetera, et cetera. I'm talking about those that control the FDA and above,
mm-hmm.
those that are actually pulling the strings.
Right.
It's affecting their kids, too. Or,
sure.
You know, kind of like the queen of...
If you scale it up, Dr. Bitar, right, you look at a doctor that does that, okay, that's one level. You know, you kind of climb it up the charts until the highest levels of government or the shadow governments or however you want to talk about it, and realize that at any level, humans are capable of doing some pretty stupid and some pretty evil things to one another.
Yep.
And I think that they prey on our naivete or our good hearts because we know we wouldn't do that. So we can't assume that others would if we wouldn't, and that's the mistake we make. And they prey on that. They count on that. And that's how they get away with this evil at that level. And, of course, on the state level of California, it's dunderheaded Democrats primarily, but they could have been Republicans. We'd say the same thing about them. At this point, that can also be stepped up and be called evil because the outcome is such a disaster for the children of California.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely correct. And when you start looking at some of these people in very, very high positions, I will tell you that I don't have personal knowledge and I didn't validate this myself, but during a conference in talking with a doctor, they were talking about George Burns and some of these people that lived very old and had bad habits, and the counterpoint was made by people that have good habits that live to a very long age. And one of the doctors who was from the United Kingdom, apparently, and again, I can't validate this, but apparently this doctor has been treating the Queen of England for the last 20 years. She comes in and gets chelation on a regular basis. Now, of course, mainstream healthcare in the UK, I'm sure they don't talk about that and they probably don't know that. But there are many, many well-known people that have resources that quietly do certain things that we talk about on a daily basis very openly.
Mm-hmm.
I remember The Tonight Show, David Letterman had... the guy that played Forrest Gump.
Tom Hanks.
Name,
yeah.
The actor. Tom Hanks. They had him, it was, you know, there was like a live show there, and his mouth was swollen up, and he was having a hard time talking. And David Letterman made some kind of a joke or some kind of fun. I think it was David Letterman. It might have been Jay Leno. I can't remember which show he was on. But anyway, they made a fun of his mouth. I think it was Letterman. Made fun of his mouth because it was all swollen and, you know, something like getting punched in the face. And Tom Hanks says, oh, no, actually, I just had this dental procedure done. I had my mercury removed, and boom. I mean, he just said, I had my mercury removed, and boom. It's an amazing commercial. Just, you know,
yeah.
How normally there's a trail, music comes on,
yep.
The next thing we're going to talk about, we're going to have, boom, just one
edit
commercial.
And edit that out.
When they came back from commercial, nothing. They didn't even mention his mouth anymore.
Right.
There was no joke about the swelling of his mouth. There was no talk about mercury. It was like, you don't talk about mercury. And this was, God, what, 10, 15 years ago?
Oh, at least. And that's why, you know, this is a hopefully for y'all out there, and I think it is. We get a lot of feedback, a breath of fresh air, mercury free for you, where we have the freedom to speak about these things because we're not owned or controlled by governmental or pharmaceutical concerns. We're only concerned about your health and having that freedom to heal, you know, that power to heal, which is the freedom to choose which path you want to take. And sometimes, though, we'll make fun of the docs that are a little slow to the party, and that's when you'll hear some of this music.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
Well, Dr. Bitar, we're right again. It turns out that lowering cholesterol facilitates and precipitates and actually manifests neurological degradation diseases. According to the latest study, cholesterol-lowering drugs accelerate the onset of Parkinson's. We told them.
Yeah. Yep. So basically, this is something, not just Parkinson's, but many other issues that are that concern the cell membrane integrity. And as soon as you start doing things that are going to reduce the cell membrane integrity or compromise the cell membrane integrity, which, of course, lipid-lowering drugs will, because the most important constituent within the cell membrane is cholesterol. So you start screwing things up in that area, you're going to create all sorts of problems with communication, cellular communication, and all sorts of other things, and neurological issues,
mm-hmm.
like not just like Parkinson's, but other things such as
dementia, Alzheimer's. Yeah,
exactly.
And Dr. Bitar, how many millions and millions and millions of taxpayer dollars, much less donated funds through these charity events and races, are being wasted on therapies and drug therapies and gene therapies, when if we would just be giving people adequate quality, good quality fats, including saturated fats, by the way, that would help the brain and nervous system to stay healthy, vital, and young. And instead, they give drugs to reduce it, and guess what? Manifest the very diseases that they say, well, we're going to get your money to research how to cure.
Yeah, this is a perfect example of doing things that are counterproductive to health and healing.
Yeah.
And it's just foolishness. You know, in fact, this other story that Don sent me about the doctors that want sugar-causing foods out of hospitals, that's the same thing, and that's something that, you know, the medical boards...
They used to attack you for saying that, right? Don't sugar, sugar at hospitals, and they're actually saying it now, and they're not being attacked. How weird is that?
Yep. Cancer-causing foods, they referred to it as. So it's really not, and that's a Fox News, it's not the small little news outlet. That's Fox News that actually that story was covered in.
Yeah, so they want the sugar and cancer-causing foods out of the hospitals. Now doctors are actually on board with this. That could be another I told you so, or even a moment of duh that, of course, those things cause cancer. But the reality is the docs are finally coming around. The question is, will those government and state boards of regulation allow them to say such heretical things like, you know what, the quality of food does make a difference, and saturated fat does not cause heart disease? Oh, my gosh, these are sacred cows being slaughtered along the way to your good health. All right, we got to take a pause here. We're going to be back to wrap it up with Dr. Bitar. Remember, medicalrewind.com, great place, along with robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Special alert to our Canadian neighbors up north. Alarming report reveals nearly half of all Canadians will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. No one is talking about the weed killer in their food up there. Glyphosate, Monsanto's Roundup. By the way, your legislators in Canada voted against even labeling it, much less banning a cancer-causing compound that's in the food supply there in Canada. Dr. Bitar, again, it's not just the United States. They said it's all over the Western world where they've adopted better living through pharmacological injections and ingestions.
Yeah, so this, Robert, I'm sorry. You go ahead and continue this thought process because I'm just flabbergasted looking at this study that we're going to cover about the human rights getting over.
Oh, well, let's do that. Let's say the only thing that might be as dangerous or perhaps even more dangerous than glyphosate are psychiatrists.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I know we talked about we're going to cover that in about 30 seconds, you know, during the break.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this thing with the psychiatrist. It's unbelievable. I mean, these things, these statistics, it's only 2 minute and 20 second video.
Mm-hmm.
But Super Don, you got to put this out there, man. I mean, it's saying a psychiatrist is three times more likely to sexually molest your child than a registered sex offender or what was the other one? Stranger. I mean,
wow.
Every one of these statistics, there are more people being arrested. The question is, who has the highest rate of arrests? Organized crime, human trafficking, or psychiatry? I mean, this has just blown me away. I've never seen anything like this. I had no idea it's such a disturbing profession, but
you think about it, Dr. Bitar, of all the medical doctors, these are people, especially if they're child psychiatrists, right? They're drugging kids, psychotropically drugging kids who have
no evidence of a biological, imbalance that they can validate through any testing procedure that says they are short of something that they need a drug for.
Right, exactly. Well, here is another question they pose. Who is most, who basically is more likely to hook a minor on a harmful drug? Drug dealers, gang members, psychiatrists. And the answer is for psychiatrists. Over 20 million children are prescribed addictive drugs every year. 20 million children are given addictive drugs. So, I mean, and this, video is asking a question, giving you three possible answers, and the answer is psychiatrist.
Wow.
But it's so disturbing, the number of people that are being, I mean, this thing with women, most likely to be raped, you know, in a park, by a gang, in a psychiatric ward. 4 out of 10 women are raped in a psychiatric ward. Deaths that are caused in the military. What causes the most death in the military? And the answers that they give you, the solutions are enemy fire, accidents, or suicide. Suicide.
Induced by the very drugs that they're given to treat them. So there's an article here.
23 soldiers a day.
Every day, yeah.
Yeah.
So human rights group, a United Nations health rights expert, Dr. Puras, I don't know where he's from originally, but he's blowing the whistle on this thing at the UN level. I'm not a big fan of the United Nations, but if somebody says something right at that level, we're going to acknowledge it. And he's pointing out that the whole world needs a revolution in mental health care because this drug, everything that has an emotion, is not working.
Right. I mean, when you start looking at those numbers, the 23 soldiers and veterans are killing themselves every day that are taking psychiatric drugs, that starts making you realize that this, and 1 out of 2 people in the United States are going to at some point be treated with a antidepressant. And when you start looking at that's again falling into that psychiatric realm. And then you start looking at things like autism, right? And Asperger's and ADD and ADHD. These are all DSM-4 diagnoses that are actually not classified as medical, but as,
psychiatric
conditions.
Yeah.
And they're not. These are all toxicity issues. They're all secondarily being affected because of these toxicities. They then get other metabolic dysfunctions. And how are we treating it? We're treating it as if it's a disorder of the psyche. Or
brain chemistry, even though, again, there's no test. Urine tests, saliva tests, hair tests, blood tests. There's no test that says, oh, my gosh, you need some Ritalin. You need some Prozac. It's not there.
Technically, though, it is a chemical imbalance in the brain, but it's resulting from the drugs. Because
right.
The first thing I tell people.
And the heavy metals. Listen, Dr. Bitar, we're out of time. You got to tell them what they need to know before we got to go.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.